Welcome back to Busey Coffee House. Thank you. We have a special guest today. Mr. Barry Leach is here with us, and we are at Fusion Coffee House on beautiful Highland Colony Parkway, and we are in one of the finest coffee houses in the South, and it's very jazz friendly in here, so we want you to come out and be a part of what we're doing. We're on a red spot up here. It's called the Jazz Spot, and we feature musicians on our programs, which are archived and then put on the internet. So you can go to www.fusioncoffeehouse and check out some of the previous programs. We've had some very interesting ones, and we have more to come. We also want you to be aware that we are in the planning stages of our festival, which will be happening in April. And it'll be right outside here on the lawn. Last year we had the great Mose Allison was our headliner, and we're very excited about what's going to be going on this year. So watch the website, again, www.fusioncoffeehouse.net for details. Barry Leach is with us today. Barry, great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot.
You kind of knocked around on a few of favorite jazz tunes a while ago. And I know that in your recorded body of work, the Vamps have got a couple of albums, and the Barry Leach Group has an album, but you have a solo album that's gotten quite a bit of response in many circles, and part of it is because the original compositions that you recorded and with just solo guitar, and would you be willing to do a couple of those for us today?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, great. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn it over to Barry Leach on acoustic guitar. How about it for Barry?
I'm going to start off with one that Ralph mentioned earlier. This is called Song for Deborah, who's my wife, and she kind of named this when I wrote it. So. Thank you. next thing I'll do is a real percussive thing that I wrote, and people ask me, how did you come up with this? And I really don't know. I just started tapping around on the guitar and it fell into place. It's called Foot Pounds. Here's a new arrangement I've done. It's a Beatles tune. It's called No Reply. It's one of my favorite old Beatles tunes. Yeah. Well, there's all old Beatles tunes, but this is how it goes.
gentlemen. Thank you. That's beautiful, Derek. Man, that's great stuff. So, Lennon McCartney were an influence too, huh?
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Well, I know everybody's looking forward to the next album, of course, the Vamps album, but the next solo album, that's a different take.
Yeah, we're
is that one going to be on the?
Yeah, I plan that. That's one of the ones I want to do. I want a mixture of stuff on the next thing. I want to, you know, some solo acoustic things, and like I said, maybe a little blues and, you know, a vocal tune.
It's kind of great,
a little different.
That's great. Well, y'all, one more hand for Barry Leitch while we're getting set up here. I want to remind you that Barry and his group, the Vamps, will be performing at the festival this year in April, so y'all keep an eye out for the details. They're starting to come together. That's on www.fusioncoffeehouse.net.
Barry, what you want to do?
I don't know. Which good friend Adi Sabir just popped in here.
From the Vamps.
Sing a song. Adi wants to. I know he just walked in. But,
that sounds good to me. Adib, how you doing, man? All right. Well, let's do it. Let him drink his coffee, man. We'll do
okay.
One and then,
that's good.
And then bring him up. Let him get that throat worked out. All right, y'all. We want to let you know that next month, I believe it's March 27th, will be our next show. And there's a lot of live jazz going on in the Metro now. We want you to get out and support it. Like I said, I know Mr. Carey's group over here, Swing de Petit, is a great band. And yeah, I know if you hadn't heard them, you better go hear them. So where are y'all going to be playing in the near future?
119 coming up in March.
Okay, in March. So go check out the 119 website. Be sure to check out Swing de Petit. That's Tim Avalon and Allison and the group. It's a great, great, great outfit. You got your guitar, we'll do minor swing, man. Go, you know. All right. And we also want you to know, Barry, where will you be appearing in the next month or so?
Next weekend, I'm at the Soulshine Pizza over in Fannin on Friday night, and then I'm playing, both these are solos, and I'll be at Catherine's Steakhouse on the next Saturday. And then hope to after that, I'm going to go down to the Hallamals, 26th? Birthday party, so I'm gonna try to get by there.
Well, when I get off at Sonic, man, I'll run over and I'll skate on over there and hear you at the Catherine's. They got one over there, don't they? I ain't gigging. I'm like flipping, you know, burgers. But, all right. So Barry, you mentioned earlier that you are a Miles aficionado, and that he'd been one of your influences. So we're gonna do some Miles, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Four. All right. This is called Four. Thank you. is on the wall right over there. Speaking of on the wall, Barry is one of the charter members of the Fusion Coffee House Hall of Fame. The trip started a while back, and his photo is back there somewhere between Ella and Sinatra. So you want to check that out. And Barry, again, congratulations on a well-deserved. Barry was voted by the Jackson Free Press Jazz Musician of the Year in the 2011 People's Poll. That's y'all. So that's the one to count.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. You mentioned you had a vamp in the house today. Is that right?
Yeah. It's looking over here.
Well, come on. Y'all, the great Adib Sabir is in the house. If we can get him up here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, Raphael. Thank you for asking.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you here today. What are we going to do?
Song for my father.
All right. All right. A little Horace Silver. Y'all are Deep Sabir and Barry Leach. Come on here. Thank you. Steve Severe, yo. Yeah, dude. Always, man. Yeah, song for my father, yo. We got another special guest in the house. Jesus, how quick can you get them drums up here, man? Jesus Velasquez, y'all, is in the house. He was here last week. Doing a little Latin jazz thing. We're glad to have you, Jesus. If you feel like it, come on up and join the party, y'all. How about another hand, y'all, for Adib Sabir? Yeah.
So as well as being on in the Vamps, Adib is also in the Barry Leach group.
Yes.
That's the CD, and you can catch him on that if you want to pick that up on iTunes or if you want to get one from me.
Did you bring any of that?
I got some with me.
You can get a CD today from Barry Leach. You can get it autographed if you want to, right here on the Jazz Spot. That's great. You'll be having those available after the set? Okay, great. So, Barry, let's talk a little bit about your journey to jazz. Maybe your first love or maybe your co-love was athletics, because I know you were a super good basketball player. This guy was in the Clarion Ledger, what do you call it? The Dandy, whatever they call it.
A long time ago.
And the All-State basketball guy. And you were going to go to Southern and play basketball, right? But somehow you got tripped up on the jazz thing or the jazz band or something?
Well, actually, I ended up going to MC on a partial track scholarship, and I played basketball for a couple of years. But man, everybody got really big, really fast, even at a small school. So, you know, I'm thinking like, I want to go to Kentucky. You know, it's like, man, I wouldn't have had a prayer. But these guys were giant. So I just kind of lost interest. And so when I went to Southern, that was the whole purpose to go there, was for music.
Well, cool, man. And so you were under the direction of Raul Jerome.
Yeah.
Is Raul there when you were there?
He was there, yeah. Raul was there.
Yeah, great musician, great bass player, mm-hmm. great everything.
Yeah.
What did you know, we talk all the time about jazz education and getting the kids involved. What did you bring from your experience with this USM jazz band and Raul as far as the training and stuff? And is it something you recommend kids?
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. If you're going to study music, you know, Southern's a great school, and you're surrounded by all kinds of musicians, whether it's a vocalist or a flautist or a drummer or everything, you know, and it just really makes you a better musician to just have that whole influence around you.
And we got a young man sitting out here in the audience. What's your name, sir? Judson Wright, where do you go to school?
Central.
And are you a musician?
Yes, sir.
What do you play?
Saxophone.
Are you thinking about going to make a career out of playing saxophone?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So, Barry, there you go. You just influenced him this afternoon.
He is obviously under the direction of our other Vamp. Member of Mr. Terry Miller.
That's right.
That's right. All the band directors out there. So are you in the band, his stage, his jazz band? Great. Good deal.
And Judson's a good friend of ours here at Fusion. He is he's one of our big supporters out here, and he makes the jazz set. So, Judson, thank you for being here today, brother. Appreciate you. I'm going to get you to play one of these times when you come out here. Jesus Velasquez is in the house, and I thought you had a drum, but it looks like you got a spaceship. What is that, man?
It's a sequencer.
It is, cool. It's called a Roland Hand Sonic, and now is this like recorded drum sounds that you're able to pull up?
I got 570 instruments here.
Well, everybody wants to see how that thing works, man, so let's play something, B. What you want to do? Okay, we're gonna do one. This is called On Green Dolphin Street. We'll be featuring Jesus Velasquez, and I think Adi may come up and sing again.
La 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 la.
got y'all a deep Sabir. Jesus Vasquez. Yeah, Barry Leach. Barry, it's been great having you here today.
Oh, man, it's been
at
a blast.
The Fusion Coffee House. Yeah, man, we wanna thank Crema Design. What's the name of your company, Tripp?
Crema Design Studios.
Crema Design Studios. And y'all need some design, they're designing for you. And they have stepped up and supporting live jazz. Also, the folks here at Fusion Coffee House, y'all. How about a hand just for the whole shooting match out here? We are thrilled to be here, and we are just so thrilled to see people come out and support live jazz. Barry, we got time for a couple more, man. It's your thing, baby. What you want to do? So we're going to reach in the Barry Leach trick bag and pull out one. And tell us about this tune, Barry. Seriously, I don't know this song.
This is just a little kind of minor blues thing that I wrote, and I did it on step fingers, and it was just a double tracked. I did a chord part, and then I played over top of it. And it's just a little swing minor blues.
Not just
riff.
Now. Where'd you come up with that? What's it about?
It's not just now. I just come up with names. Okay. I don't know what they.
Yeah. You know. All right. Well, y'all, this is Barry Leach's original composition. And how'd this go, man? By the way, before we get started, we're going to try to help him out, y'all. Put your hands together. Barry Leach, Not Just Now.
Thank you.
right.
Putting Ralph to work today.
That's all right, man. I'm just a rented mule. All right, y'all. It's been a pleasure having you. Hey, Seuss, what's up over there, man? That's a crazy thing you got there, y'all. We're going to go video for long, y'all. But right now, we're just going to tell you about it now. He's got a thing that looks like my old turntable I had in college. And it sounds like about 11 drums on here. Man, oh, man. So, Jesus, we enjoyed having you last week. That was a lot of fun. You can hear Jesus working out on the archives. Just go to www.fusioncoffeehouse.net and pull it down. If I learn how to say it any faster, I can be a rapper, can't I? But be sure to check it out. And I want to thank Tripp and the gang here at Fusion once again, Crema Design Studio. And we appreciate it. Thank all of you for supporting live jazz in the metro area, because anytime you see live music, please go out and get up off this, you know, just record that TV show and get out to house and go see some jazz. You're liable to see any of these guys that have been here with us today when you do. We want to thank you again, Barry. What are we going to do, man? Let's take it on out.
Man, scrap a nail or something like that?
We're going to do a thing about Bird. It's called Scrapple from the Apple, and we're going to sign off from here on the Jazz Spot. Those of you listening on the internet, we want you to make a journey to Mississippi and come out here and be with us in person. We'll treat you right, and we'll give you something good to eat and something to drink, and we'll play some jazz for you. We're signing off. Thank you so much, everybody. Fusion Coffee House. Thanks so much. Right here at Fusion Coffee House. Thanks so much. Thank you, Tripp. Thank you, everybody, for supporting live jazz in Mississippi. Good night.